Ramban on Perek Tesvav Pasuk Kotei. We never discussed the Ramban. No? Tesvav Kisham Sam Nechoy Gomishma Sham Nisar. That's also a famous Ramban. Torah says, Vayitzak el Hashem, Vayirveyo Hashem Eitz, Vayashlech el Hamayim, Vayimtiku Amoyim, Vayirveyo Hashem Eitz. So Hashem pointed out a certain tree, Vayashlech el Hamayim, Vayimtiku Amoyim. Shom, Som Leichoyku Mishvot, Vishom Niso. So how do you finish with the Pasuk? Shom, Som Leichoyku Mishvot, Vishom Niso. And the next pasuk, Vayomerim to Shemoya Tishma L'Kol Hashem L'Kecha Vayosho Beinov Tasev Vazantol Mitzvaysov Vishemarta Kol Chukov Kol Amacha L'Shasanti Mitzvayim L'Yosim Alocha Gine Hashem Reifecha. That's the parsha. It's very hard to figure out what's the Hemshech HaDvarim. Vayavol Mayrosov L'Yochol Nishtoyis Mayim Mimor Ki Mor Meim Alkein Kor Shemayim Mor Vayiloy No Amal Moshe L'Yimor Manishteh Vayitzak El Hashem Vayirveyu Hashem Eitz V'yashleich El Amayim Tukum Oyim. Fine. Then what's the Hemshech HaParsha? Shom L'Chegu Mishpat V'shom Niso. That's where the famous Rashi is. That Shom L'Chegu Mishpat Niso is Bin Mora Nosel Lehem Miktas Parsha Shul Torah. It's also, you have to understand what's the Hemshech HaDvarim. So there are three different approaches. The approach of Chazal is that Vayelchu Shoshim B'mid V'loy Matzu Moyim means they didn't learn for 3 days. So Kadosh Baruch Hu's response had to be that he taught the Torah. That there represents a Tzimoyim, a thirst, a Ruchnistic thirst. So again, Tzorach Iyan. How did the Chazal? We say it's an asmachta. It's an asmachta. So it doesn't really help us out with the pshat. The Ramban says that the pshat is in the middle of this passage. That the pshat is the exact opposite. Because Baruch Hu explained to them how to make it through the desert. Kishom Som L'Chok U'Mishv Shom Niso means he taught them how to be good Boy Scouts. That's what the Ramban says. V'alderech HaPshat. It's around between 46 and 47 in the Shavel. Kasher Yechil L'Vol Ba'Midbar Agodol V'Anoyre B'Tzimon Asher Ein Mayim Shom Lohem B'Mech Yosem B'Tzercheyim Min Hogim Asher Inhagu B'Hem Ad Boyim Al Eretz Nei Shabbos. They're going into the desert. There's going to be problems. They're not going to have what to drink. They're not going to have what to eat. So Kadosh Baruch Hu explained to them what they have to do until they get back to civilization. We are used to the chok as zos chukas haTorah, that it means the mitzvahs that the Umas HaOlam are mourning us, criticizing us. But the Ramban says that chok can mean a practice. Hatrifeni lechem chuki. Chuki shemayim v'aretz. So that doesn't mean it's exeris hakosav. It means the common behavior, the common practice, the common approach to something. So minig yikari chok. So this here, it's kisham sum lechok. Kadosh Baruch Hu told them how to behave themselves. V'yikari mishpat v'yoysim mishur kehoigen. And mishpat means a measured practice. Kisham sum lechok v'mishpat. Kadosh Baruch Hu taught them various behaviors and various measured approaches. V'chikain osa David v'koy mishpote kol yomim ki mishpote rishon she'oz yamashkeyu. So that's how the oishe yisrein b'chuki ha'midbar lizbo l'rov ha'atzom v'likroi b'em al Hashem lo'y derech t'luna u'mishpotem she'yichyu b'em l'hoim ishes v'yeyu. Or he said it could be that what it means over here is Shom Som Lechok U'Mishpat, because Baruch Hu gave to us the various he meted out to us the various challenges of being in the Midbar. Kisham in the Midbar Som Lechok U'Mishpat, there Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, he threatened us, he challenged us. What does that mean? So he says, Ramban explains, Lizbo L'Rov Atzom Elikroi B'Mel Hashem, he taught us How do you meet thirst? How do you respond to famine? L'kroi b'em al Hashem lo yiderach tluna u'mishpotim sheyichyu b'em lehol b'ishas v'yeyu u'lisnaik b'atzis haskenim b'atznei aleches. He says the second pshat is look over the parasha. What happened? Vayomo marosim loch lishtov smayim mimora kimak kimorim lehim al kein karmish mimora. So what did they do? Vayilonu ha'om al moishu leimor manishte. Nothing happened though. Vayitzak el Hashem, but they were mispalel. Vayirveyu Hashem eitz. Then Hashem responded. When it was derech teluna, nothing happened. Vayitzak el Hashem, vayirveyu Hashem eitz, vayashlech el amayim, vayibtuku amayim. But when they cried out to Hashem, so Kadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu how to bring Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. Sham, someone chekul mishpat. To Rambam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu just taught Klal Yisrael a tremendous, tremendous Musar Askel. So one Musar, the first pshat the Rambam is he taught them there are certain ways to, you know, have to deal with the desert. You're going to come across bitter waters. You have to figure out there are certain herbs, there are certain trees. He taught them what to do. He taught them that you come across an oasis, you got to pack up water for as long as you want, because you're going to be walking from without water. Shom son chekul mishpat. Kadosh Baruch Hu taught them, this is a desert, this is not a civilization. You're going to be in a desert for a while. So Kadosh Baruch Hu explained to them the various behaviors that they will have to practice in the desert. Shot number two is that there was a havraka, that the Jews then had an insight. They figured things out. Kadosh Baruch Hu figured, what did he figure out for them? How do you respond to a crisis? What you do is that l'kroi b'mel Hashem lo yiderach teluna, because that didn't work. U'mishpotim sheyichyu b'em lehomishis v'yeyu u'lisnai batas akenim. And he taught them that if they're all patient and they wait and listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, he'll bring them the aids and they'll be mamtik hamayim. And he taught them how to deal with each other. And he taught them in Yonei Tznius. Vishinhagu sholim im habom imachanelim kolim dover. And he taught them that they have to be friendly to the neighbors. And if people come and want to sell certain things, he taught them be good guests. Help out the local economy. And he taught them that they should not become pirates and bandits. And that's pshat. It doesn't mean the mitzvahs, it means the figuring out the rules that a society needs in order to be able to function. All right? What's v'shom niso? Le'idia ki elichem b'derech hazeh she'ein shom mayim ve'evim el mokim amayim amorim l'nisoyim. So it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu taught them, brought them to this place in order that they should have an nisoy. That's the Ramban l'shitosoy. That the nisoyin is the hoitzi mikoyach el apoyel. That the nisoyin is that now they will have to bring into practice how is the Klal Yisrael supposed to behave. To bring into practice tefillah, atzas zekeinim, getting along b'sholim, v'tam v'yireyu Hashem eitz shehera oisei eitz v'omol yashlech ezo eitz hazel amoyim v'yimtuku v'avush le'imotsosi loshin moira el b'inyan limut. So he said that Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu certain practices of the desert. So that's one, that is the pshat approach. But the beginning of the Ramban, he explains Rashi's approach. Rashi's approach is that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us certain mitzvahs. Vishom Liso, and there Rashi says, there Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us to ourselves. He tested us and he saw how that we are an Amche Yoref, that we ran into trouble and we became brazen to Moshe Rabbeinu. So look at the way he explains Rashi. B'mora nosan le'miklas parashah shel Torah she's asku b'em Shabbos paraduma b'dinen v'sham nisol la'om loshen Rashi. V'hi da'asar v'seinu v'ni toma. Lomo le'pirish gan ha'chukim ha'ilav ha'mishpotim. So the Ramban says, it's a little bit difficult, the Pshat in Rashi, the Pshat in the Medrash. What's the Medrash saying? It's so uncharacteristic. Is there any other place where you have in Chumash, where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving a certain mitzvah? Okay, Vayitim, let's go on. Every other place in Chumash, the Vayitavish Mal Moshe, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah. He tells us the mitzvah. But in Torah, he gave us a series of divras, right? And by Arvus Mayim, he had the mitzvah he gave us, if it's a bar. So do we ever have a place where the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah, I want you to know, I gave you certain mitzvahs there. And that tells us what the mitzvahs are. What's the point? What's the point of saying, so tell us what the mitzvahs are? So that now we should have parashas. The parasha of Paraduma should be now. The parasha of Shabbos should be now. Kippur Aim should be now. So Visham, Sama, Chaykel, and Vishpat, and left it for the Torah of Al-Peh to tell us what the mitzvahs are. And he told me, he says, it's very difficult. Every other Kashem and Parshah that is Kosh Lamala, Dabra will call it as Bnei Yisrael. Vechen Yasu will call it Mitzvah Lamoye, Barbis Moye, Pesach Midbar. The Loshen Rashi Sha'omar, Parshah She Yis Asku Bem. So Rabbat says, be Medayik, what's Rashi saying? Nosal the Mitzvah's Parshah Sholter She Yis Asku Bem. In other words, he gave them Torah, not that they should now be Mitzubim. What's Parshah Yis Asku? So Rabban explains, Mashma Shaydiyam Achukim Ohem, Velime Raisam, also the Kadosh Baruch Hu Letzabe says Chemakar. He says, no, what it means is that it wasn't Lin Hogbaim. He wasn't giving him Shabbos right now that they should do Hilcha Shabbos. He wasn't giving him Porah Duma that they should be Metar themselves. He was telling them, this is Drosh Vekabel Schar. This is what is often referred to, question of everybody agrees, not everybody agrees with this. He was giving him Torah Lishma. He was saying, she's asking, there's going to be a time when there'll be a Matan Torah, and there'll be an Arvus Mayim, and there's going to be a Parsha Paraduma. But now we're going to have a Yomi Yun on Paraduma. We'll have a Yomi Yun on Kibbut Ave, and a Yomi Yun on, that's what it is, Kisham Som L'Cheku Bisham Yisro. Al Derech Shalomad Avram Avinu was a Torah. This is also a Tzarechim go with the Rabban is saying over here. We know in Yuma, Davchav Ches is a big tumult that says, and the Rishon, the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu learned Kol Torah Kula. Right? Afilu Nethil Sidai, everything Erev. His Sechna Vedazar was a bigger than Arab Vedazar. Right? So the big Machlech Rishon was to exactly what is Pshat in that Gemara. Balei Tosfos say Kipshutai. They kept Kol Torah Kula. I think the Rashbam says Farkeret. The Rambam says Rambam said this and told us that it means that all the Musar Askel of Torah, all of the whatever the mitzvah is supposed to accomplish, the Rambam says in Parshas Bo, Kitachlis Kol HaMitzvos. That's what it means. Like we said last week, that every single mitzvah contributes to the overall tachlis in a specific way. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megalat Avraham Avinu, how every single mitzvah is contributing to the overall tachlis mitzvahs. So Avraham Avinu cut to the chase. He didn't need the ma'aseh mitzvah. Ramban, we know, holds that in Eretz Yisrael they kept the mitzvahs, but not outside of Eretz Yisrael, because he asked him, you have to be tarish benikashas. How could Yaakov marry two sisters? Right. So the Ramban over here says that al derech shelomad Avraham Avinu was a Torah. So it sounds like that the Ramban is accepting the Rashbam's perspective, right? That Avraham Avinu was not keeping the mitzvahs themselves, but he studied them and learned them and understood them. So, if that's the case, why does Rambam have to say that the Avos kept the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael? It's a tzarchi and gadol, but Rambam says that's why it worked out that Rachel was nifter as they're coming into Eretz Yisrael. Tzarchim. So the Ramban over here says it could be the Ramban holds that the Avos kept the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael b'teiras, not b'teiras, but tzuvah v'yoseh. That the ikur was that they understood the tales of every mitzvah. Could be that Avraham Avinu did not create a mesorah and klal Yisrael on the mitzvahs. He wasn't me. He did it b'teiras. He did it b'teiras anhaga, b'teiras minag. But he didn't. The children didn't. We're not mechuyev. The Rambam records a different sheet that Avraham Avinu was mechadesh in halachas and they became part of klal Yisrael. It could also be teiras minag. Whatever the pshat's going to be, so the Ramban says we should understand our parsha here is. Our parsha is v'hoya zel argilam b'mitzvus. So the purpose of kisham som lecheko mishpat was to train us, get us used to doing mitzvus, that we should become compliant, that we should transfer our sense of avdus from Mitzrayim to avdus kodesh baruch hu to argilam b'mitzvus v'lo da'as. If you kablu oisam misimcha b'tum leivav, v'hua nisoyin sha'om v'sham niso. There's a very important line in Ramban. The chiddush. Over here, what happened over here is that it's post kriyas yamsuf, and it's pre matan Torah. So Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to get us. He's now preparing us for matan Torah. So he gives us some mitzvahs. Not that we should practice them, but I mean, not that we should be mitzvah them, I should say. But she is asku them. What's the asku? To study them. Lehar gilam mitzvahs. So that means the Ramban is saying that we began to practice. We began to practice part of Shabbos. We began to get used to the idea of being compliant to the Ribbono Shel Olam and accepting. And being makabel, get used to the idea that being makabel from the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to impact upon our behaviors. Get used to the idea of a pora aduma, of tumentara, that we're going to be, get used to the idea of dinim, that there's going to be this choshev mishpat, that there's an iser gezel, that there's going to be tein menitan, it's going to be chazokis. Right? So that's all our gilum b'mitzvahs. Viladas im yekablu oisam misimcha v'tuv leiva. V'hu anisoyin shem v'sham niso. What's the nisoyin? So again, laniyas daiti, it's mukhrach that the Ramban is lishitosi. It doesn't mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to know if a mekablu misimcha v'tuv leiva. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. It's like the Ramban says every nisoyin. Elamai, it means that it's lehoitzi mikrech lapoyel. That we should come to Matan Torah having been mekabel Torah b'simcha. So she is asku that means that we should now be mekabel. We should practice. We should be involved in Torah. We should be mekabel b'simcha b'tuv leiva. So that's how the psukim flow. Vayitzak el Hashem, they're mispalel. No, vayirveyu Hashem eitz. Kodesh Baruch Hu responds, it gives a Yeshua. So the frame of mind of Klal Yisrael is Kodesh Baruch Hu's mind by Yeshua saying, Gerabi. Right? The frame of mind is that if Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't do Nisim and Neflois right now, right? It's Kodesh Baruch Hu shows us how we can take care of ourselves. That's probably the greatest kind of that generates the greatest goodwill, so to speak, right? Somebody needs something. So if you drop off in his doorstep person is terribly poor. He drop off at his doorstep a package of money, he'll be very happy, very grateful. If you give him a job, show him he can make money, you set him up in business, so then he'll be much more profoundly grateful, right? Because when he uses up the money that's dropped at his doorstep, so he's an oni again. But if he learns how to be metapol himself, and he feels better about it, he doesn't feel that he's so dependent on somebody else. Right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the best kind of Yeshua. Right? It may not be the best kind of Yeshua for ourselves, but it makes us the happiest. Vayireo shemeitz, vayashlech elamayim, vayim tigo. Kadosh Baruch Hu just gave us a marim bokim. Right? And then it was gemalding. So we went, we got the tree, we put it in, and it was terrific. And it's in our minds, we're now set. If we ever come across a bit of water again, try to find this eggs, we're good. Okay? So now Kadosh Baruch Hu says, now, when you're in this frame of mind, so now is the time to see how you're going to, now when you see how we're going to relate with each other, you're mispalel, you need something, I will give me the best kind of Yeshua. So now, Shom Som Lechayku Mishvat. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, now's the time to be Melamed Leklal Yisrael. Right? So Chazal put this in a broader context. What do Chazal say? Chazal say, Vayisa Moish, Vayasa Moish Yisrael Miyamso, Vayetu El Midbar Shur, Vayel Yilchush, Lechayamim Vamidvar Limotsu Moyim. They went 3 days without learning. They're traveling for 3 days. So Chazal is saying is that when Klal Yisrael had been misasik in learning, so their reaction would have been different. Pshat, what Chazal is saying are not that they didn't know that the whole thing's an allegory. They didn't learn, and then they were embittered, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps what Chazal is saying is that they realized themselves. How did they react? So they just came from Yam Suf. So how did they react by saying, Ki Korah Shmoy Mora, this is a bitter place, we're in bad shape. What happened? What happened is that they weren't growing in Ruchnius for 3 days straight. So Kadosh Baruch Hu explained to them everything that happened. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to calm down. Meirei waits. But then Kadosh Baruch Hu's megala to him. That the two things that went wrong over here. One, he didn't have water. But how did you react to the water? How you talking that the kesher between Kriyas Yam Suf and now? How you talking that you should think I'm going to do a nace for Kriyas Yam Suf and I'll let you? How you talking? How you talking is that if a person does not continuously tend to himself and build and have more ruchnius in him, greater kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then, what is going to happen? So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what the real tikkun is? The real tikkun is another nays, and right away, he shows him something ready to misasik with the return. That's the real tikkun. So when Chazal said that a person has to make sure that 3 days don't go by without learning, right? So Chazal is saying, as we learn from here, that 3 days without without growing in Ruchnius, 3 days without learning, so we're going to lose whatever, we're going to begin to slip. We're going to begin to look at things differently. We're going to begin to get a farbisera perspective on things. That when we see Mayim Marim, instead of Vayitzak El Hashem, it's going to be Vayiloinu. So that's Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's how I think how Chazal looked at it. Shom Som Lechayku Mishma Shom Niso. So there, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, now is an opportunity to show them what Torah does for them. Now it's an opportunity to see how Torah can affect one's perspective. How Torah is growing in Ruchnius. She is asked by Magilim and Mitzvahs. And that will bring Klal Yisrael to a Madrega that they'll be Kabbalah Besimcha. What's going to change? What's going to make a people accept a new set of rules, to accept compliance, accept pratim, what's going to impact upon the people and make and give them a sense of assurance and comfort and kambola b'simcha. What's going to give them a sense of that they're not just switching one abdus to the other abdus, and that is a more all-encompassing abdus. This is an abdus without without vacations. And if they had vacations in Mitzrayim, but they had a break once in a while, right? There's an abdus where there won't be any. There's no bus. There's no king that can die every so often, right? There's no revolution going to happen. So what's going to make sure they're mekabel b'simcha? So Kadosh Baruch Hu showed them. That's how Chazal are explaining to us. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed them what happens when in the absence of Torah. That you can have a Kriyas Yamsuf, and then you can see yourself in the mirror 3 days later, and you're saying Ma Nishteh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu explained to them, Vayireyu Hashem Eitz, Vayashlech El Amayim V'Yim Tekum Amayim. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu said, how are we going to build on this? How are we going to make sure that we don't slip back again? Kisham Som L'Chekul B'Shom Nisoh, says the Ramban, that it was, what was the Nisayon? The Nisayon is L'Hoytzi Mikircha L'Poyel HaKabbala B'Simcha. Because now they're going to appreciate what this Torah is going to do for them. What this Asik B'Torah is going to do for them. They're going to appreciate that now they're going to remember, they're going to have an insight. In fact, it can even go a little bit deeper. The end of the Ramban is Arsenu Amru in the Shavela 67. Show you eats mar v'neis b'soich neis. That Kadosh Baruch Hu showed them a tree, and apparently if you would chew on the bark of the tree, it would be bitter. So it was a neis b'soich neis. It was not only was it a tree, it was a bitter tree. Im kein omar v'yireo ki lo yhoye eats nitz v'mokem hu. But Kadosh Baruch Hu v'yireo es mekoimoy. Oishim tzi'owe eilav b'neis. Or it could be that the tree wasn't there before. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the tree come b'neis. V'shuv matzos v'ilam deinu. Re'ei maksiv shom v'yireu shemeitz v'yireu lo nema ela v'yireu. V'yireu dark. It doesn't say that God showed them, God taught them. What do you mean taught them? V'yireu Hashem eitz. God taught them the tree. So again, the Ramban says the pshat is. Pshat is that God taught them. This is how they have to deal in the desert. Says the Yelam Deinu, Vayirveyu, he taught them a tremendous Musar Haskel. V'limodu darkei shol Kadosh Baruch Hu shumamte kamar b'mar. That sometimes it requires tough love. And sometimes it requires a bitter pill, a bitter medicine. Person's sick. He takes a bitter medicine, he becomes well. He was mamtik mar b'mar. Darkei shol Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches us that kachi darkei shel Torah, a person can become diminished. A person can become less of a person. A person can turn around after Kriyas Yamsuf and he can say Man Nishteh. He's less of a person. So how you mamtik? How do you bring the person back? Discipline. Not with just taking care of him and cuddling him. But Yireh Ovei, it's because Baruch Hu showed him, it taught us, it's a bitter pill. It doesn't mean it's bitter, it means that it requires discipline, that it's not easy, it's not comfortable, that it requires dedication, requires a Kabbalah. But he was mamtik mar b'mar, but then they saw who they were afterward. They saw that they were better people. They looked at things differently. So they're mekabel b'simcha. So that's what's necessary before Kabbalah Satar. And that's why it says afterward, Vayoymer, Im Shemoya Tishma L'Kol Hashem L'Kecha, Vayoshor Beinov Tase, Vizan Tolim Mitzvoysa, Vishamar Tukul Chukov, then Kol Amach, L'Shatim Tzayim L'Shem L'Echa, then all of the Musar Haskel, all of the Makos, which were there in order to teach, to do the Korah Barzal of Mitzrayim, the Korah Barzal will become unnecessary. That's the Ramban. So the Hemshech Adover, Vayoba Yelima, Vishom Shtei Mesre Einois Mayim, Vishivim Timor, Mayachin Vishom Alamoy. They come to another place, they come to Elim. All we know about Elim is 12 mayonois and 70 date trees. End of story. Again, a strange thing. So it says, Kineged Yud Rashi, Kineged Yud Bei Shvatim, Vishivim Tumorim, Kineged Ayin Zekenim. So the Pshat is, that these are the different ways in which Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to give us Torah. He's going to give us Torah via Shivim Zakenim, and he's going to give us Torah via our Shvatim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is now, is all part of the preparations for Kabbalah Torah. They should organize themselves around their Shvatim, because each one is going to have a different approach, different mahalach, based on their tchunas, and each one is going to have their own particular rebbe. That's how the Chazal viewed this parsha. But this idea of the Ramban is a Yosefistic Ramban. Why? There are later svarim, I think they are rewrites, much later on in Parshas Kisavo, in the Techacha, where it says, part of the pasuk is Yan Asher, so that's how the Ramban shows his words over here. Yikabel b'simcha b'tuv leivav. But Shavel probably points out that this phrase, right, comes from Kisava. Right? Why did the Ramban use this phrase? So Ramban himself does not spell it out. I don't believe he spells it out, but the Ari spells it out. And when the pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the Teicha Yana Shel Yevadas Hashem Lekecha b'simcha b'tuv leivav, so the pshat there is that we didn't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu when we had it good. So he has to bring in the Teicha. He has to bring us a Korah Barzel. So Ramban, based on the Ramban, could suggest, and later Sfarim suggested, that to read the Pasuk, Yana Shalei Yavadat Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha V'Tolevo, we didn't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha. We didn't appreciate what it does for us. We did it with thinking as a source of aggravation. So based on this phrase of the Ramban dafid chose that phrase, that pasuk, the das and mikabel is a b'simcha to leva. So why is it so important to mikabel b'simcha? You see, it's important. The Ramban learned from that parsha that being mikabel b'simcha is essential. That being mikabel b'simcha is essential. Gemara says, kol mitzvah shekibul Yisrael b'simcha. Every mitzvah that mikabel b'simcha endured. The mitzvahs we did that were not mikabel b'simcha then got lost in the time. Bris milah. We're makabel b'simcha. We make sudas vayibris. Kemoyt eshol l'rov. Sosan echad v'mesecha. So Baruch Hashem, even to this day, Jews may be far flung when they have vayibris. Right? Leil Seder. Leil Seder is one of the last things that people, that the families give up. Because Leil Seder is then b'simcha. It's a beautiful table, a suda. Right? So on one hand, simcha is one of the great guarantors that a mitzvah will endure. And this ended, it's our portion. People do like doing things they enjoy, people associate. So maybe that's part of the Musar Haskel over here. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs for the very first time, mitoch simcha, at a time when we, Vayirei waits, when he took care of us, and took care of us in a way that people enjoy the best way. In a way that people enjoy. Or it could be, then it could be part. It could be just taking the same idea deeper. That when a person does mitzvah b'simcha, it means he appreciates what the mitzvah is. And if a person does a mitzvah appreciating that it's being mizdavik by the Rabbanu Shlomo, that's a response to Kadosh Baruch Hu's interest in him. If he appreciates that it colors and shapes his perspectives and things, so he'll do it b'simcha. He'll do b'tuv leiva. So if a person is unappreciative with the mitzvahs b'chlal, so then it's a source of aggravation and a source of confinement. If a person appreciates what the mitzvah is accomplishing, so then he can do it b'simcha. So that might be, but what's the yisoid of it? The yisoid of it is that according to Ramban, the pshat is the Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of us. The pshat, either taking care of us by teaching us the ins and outs of the desert, or he began to teach us the musr. Every pshat in the Ramban is a yisoid. Right? The yisoid number one of Kadosh Baruch Hu simply told us how we're going to make do in the desert. Right? Number two, there's a whole parsha of the pshat of the Ramban. The idea of giving us musr, hanhoga, what we would call menschlichkeit, we would call is simple hanhogas. We would call avos. It's a whole hakdama to mesechus avos in this. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the first thing you have to figure out. Right? And the Ramban is very instructive. The Ramban says this is michutz l'devita. That's the mission of avos. Derech eretz kodem l'Torah, and there's another mission that Torah kodem l'derech eretz. So that's the second parsha that the Ramban is establishing over here. This is before Matan Torah. This is the first time that we are addressed as a people outside. True, we had the mitzvah of the mitzvahs we required to leave Mitzrayim. We had the mitzvahs of memorializing Mitzrayim. But the first time that there was a shir, that was a Talmud Torah that wasn't associated with a specific event. So that was a shir. The third issue the Ramban is describing over here is also a huge part. That Kadosh Baruch Hu established how important it is for the Ribbono Shel Olam that the mitzvah should be done b'simcha. Ad kidei kach, that's the very first thing Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to see. Before Matan Torah, the first thing that he wanted us to, the first thing we had to accomplish, we had to be b'yitz b'kochel apoyil, is that the Kabbalah will be a Kabbalah b'simcha. Right? So avoda b'simcha is not just a high madrega, so to speak. Avoda b'simcha is not just something that, all right, so there's avoda mitam yira, getting the mitzvahs done, all right, and then when a person's retired and he has all the time in the world, then he'll do avoda b'simcha. No. According to Ramban, the yisoid is, like Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to before Matan Torah, there had to be mikoyach el apoyel, avoda b'simcha. So Ramban writes at the end of Hilchas Lulav, that avoyde b'simcha avoyde g'dayli. That was what Ramban establishes. And if this idea in the Ramban is accurate, as Achrayim say explicitly, that the beginning of the unraveling of Shmiras and Mitzvahs is Yana Sheli Hashem B'simcha Matuv Leibav, so we understand. Good. Okay. Yeshakar.